G'day folks, just thought I'd do another audio boo using the IQ5 microphone, because I've discovered a few things about it since this morning. It does have a couple of handy little locator dots on the mic itself, which you could probably, label differently to make sure that you had the left and right orientation correct. The way that it works essentially is if you have the switches facing towards you and you rotate the mic sort of at 90 degrees to its base, the left dot will be on the left, if that makes sense. So that's kind of handy to know. So I thought I would do another recording of the walk home from work, especially now that it's not raining, just to see how well that works. The other thing I've been playing with a little bit, I didn't like the fact that when you're using the AudioBoo app, it seems as though you can't monitor what's happening. So that can be a bit of a pain, especially if you don't have auto gain on and you're using manual levels, which I generally like to do. I might do another recording tomorrow with the AGC on, just to see what that does and how well it works. I'm not normally a fan of auto gain control or limiters, and I certainly haven't been a fan of them in the Zoom recorders that I've used. But, you know, that said, I'll give it another go. You never know, I might be pleasantly surprised. Forwards ups. And, I decided to use BossJock, as I mentioned this morning. Had a little bit of fun getting Boo Mail to work, and I'd be interested to know if that's how everybody else is exporting their recordings from BossJock to AudioBoo, i.e., hitting the email button and then using the Boo Mail feature. I had a couple of attempts. I found that it sort of said that there was no audio attached, and I'm not sure. I suspect that perhaps I might have been closing the app or hitting the home button too quickly and somehow interfering with it. Because when I got it to work, I just left BossJock sitting there and went for a few more seconds and let it do its thing, and it seemed to work. So I'll have a bit more of a play with that. The other option, I guess, would be to upload it to Dropbox and then upload to AudioBoo from the website. And that brings me to, I guess, another question. Is anyone else finding it difficult to upload content from the website? I find if I use the Mac, I don't need to use the simplified interface for screen readers. That seems to work quite well. But I am yet to actually successfully upload something using IE. Now, I know I could try Firefox, and I may well do that, but I'm just curious as to whether this is an issue that other people are finding or not. When you use the non-screen reader interface, let's call it, everything seems to be flash-based, and I haven't worked out how to access that. When you use the screen reader interface, though, there doesn't sort of seem to be an upload button or any indication that it's doing anything. Maybe it's just a question of waiting for it to do its thing. Because I did an AudioMo recording over the weekend, which I wanted to upload, but I couldn't get it to happen, and I didn't have the Mac handy at the time. So if anyone's got any tips on uploading using a screen reader in the Windows environment, uploading from the website, I'd be interested to know. Because that would certainly, certainly be useful for recordings that I've done with the R05. But I just can't seem to get it to work. You know, you select the file, you type in your title and so on, and it brings up a button that has the forwards ups, the terms and conditions and things, which doesn't seem to have an agree button or anything, it just seems to sit there, and that's all that happens. So yeah, interested in people's thoughts on that. Also be interested to know what else people are using with the IQ5. I've had a bit of a play with the Handy Recorder app from Zoom, and as other people have commented, it doesn't seem all that accessible as far as I can tell. It sort of works, but a lot of the buttons don't seem to be labelled particularly well or anything. So I'd be interested if there are other recording apps other than Boss Jock that people are using and finding helpful. Other than that, not really a lot else to report. As I say, just experimenting around with the mic. Once I've sort of got my head around how it works, you know, it seems to be quite good. Has anyone figured out what the USB port's for? I assume you don't need to charge it, because I'm guessing it's powered by the Lightning connector, and there's no USB cable in the box, so I'm guessing it's only for uploading firmware or something, but perhaps somebody could shed some light on that as well. But now that I've got my head around, you know, how the thing's supposed to be oriented and what the switches do, the only thing I'm not quite sure about is what happens when you turn it to video camera mode. Does that reverse the orientation, or does it put it into mono mode, or what? Forwards, ups. Hate this particular crossing. It's one of these ones you've got to stop halfway across. Okay, forward. Yeah, I've sort of had a bit of a listen, and I can't really hear what it's doing. Perhaps I need to do some more testing. But if anyone who's got one of these knows what that mode does, I'd be interested. Also, a little bit unsure still of what the side mic setting does. I'm using it in 120 degrees mode at the moment, because that seems to me to give the best stereo image. But, yeah, again, not quite sure what that's supposed to do. Find the button. Find the button. Good boy. Just about at the railway station, so you can probably hear the audible traffic lights. Most of the intersections on this walk are side streets, so they don't really have any lights on them, because they don't carry enough traffic to warrant it. Forwards, ups. I was about to say that particular intersection's a pain, because you often wait for ages at it. Because it's also got a level crossing for the trains, which has just started beeping, so I think perhaps we'll wait here until that goes. I guess it would be a good test for the mics, if nothing else. There we go, gate's just closed. So yeah, what I find with this particular intersection, a lot of cars tend to run the lights, because they don't want to have to wait and then get stuck waiting for a train as well. Anyway, this will be an interesting test of the microphone. That's a really annoying noise. Not good if you have a hangover. Okay, there we go. Gates open. Forwards, up. Come on. And we are now on the station platform. Anyway, I might wind up this little audio boo and see whether how well that worked, whether it came out all right. And yeah, if anyone has any thoughts on the mic, the sound. Boss Jock, Boo Mail or posting from the Audio Boo website from IE and Jaws, feel free to send me a DM. I'd be interested to hear what you think. All right, bye for now.